with Ugama Hamana Samana Mundika, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, Anathapindika's monastery. Now at that time the wanderer Ugahamana Samana Mundikaputta was residing together with around 300 wanderers in Malikar's single-halled monastery for group debates, set among the flaking pale moon ebony trees. Then the master builder, Panchakanga, left Sarvati in the middle of the day to see the Buddha. Then it occurred to him, it's the wrong time to see the Buddha, as he's in retreat. And it's the wrong time to see the esteemed mendicants, as they're in retreat. Why don't I go to Malakar's monastery to visit the wanderer Ugahamana? So that's what he did. Now at that time, Ugahamana was sitting together with a large assembly of wanderers, making an uproar, a dreadful racket. They engaged in all kinds of unworthy talk, such as talk about kings, bandits and ministers, talk about armies, threats and wars, talk about food, drink, clothes and beds, talk about garlands and fragrances, talk about family, vehicles, villages, towns, cities and countries. Talk about women and heroes, street talk and well talk, talk about the departed, motley talk, tales of land and sea, and talk about being reborn in this or that state of existence. Ugahamana saw Panchakanga coming off in the distance and hushed his own assembly. Be quiet, good sirs, don't make a sound. Here comes Panchakanga, a disciple of the ascetic Gotama. He is included among the white-clothed lay disciples of the ascetic Gotama, who is residing in Sarvati. Such venerables like the quiet, are educated to be quiet, and praise the quiet. Hopefully, if he sees that our assembly is quiet, he'll see fit to approach. Then those wanderers fell silent. Then Panchakanga approached Ugahamana and exchanged greetings with him. When the greetings and polite conversation were over, he sat down to one side. Ugahamana said to him, householder, when an individual has four qualities, I describe them as an invincible ascetic, accomplished in the skillful, excellent in the skillful, attained to the highest attainment. What for? It's when they do no bad deeds with their body, speak no bad words, think no bad thoughts, and don't earn a living by bad livelihood. When an individual has these four qualities, I describe them as an invincible ascetic. Then Panchakanga neither approved nor dismissed that mendicant's statement. He got up from his seat thinking, I will learn the meaning of this statement from the Buddha himself. Then he went to the Buddha, bowed, sat down to one side, and informed the Buddha of all that had been discussed. When he had spoken, the Buddha said to him, Master Builder, if what Ugahamana says is true, a little baby boy is an invincible ascetic, accomplished in the skillful, excelling in the skillful, attained to the highest attainment. For a little baby doesn't even have a concept of a body. So how could they possibly do a bad deed with their body, apart from just wriggling? And a baby doesn't even have a concept of speech, so how could they possibly speak bad words apart from just crying? And a little baby doesn't even have a concept of thought, so how could they possibly think bad thoughts apart from just whimpering? And a little baby doesn't even have a concept of livelihood, so how could they possibly earn a living by bad livelihood, apart from their mother's breast? If what Ugahamana says is true, a little baby boy is an invincible ascetic, accomplished in the skillful, excelling in the skillful, attained to the highest attainment. When an individual has four qualities, I describe them not as an invincible ascetic, accomplished in the skillful, excelling in the skillful, attained to the highest attainment, but as having achieved the same level as a little baby. What for? It's when they do no bad deeds with their body, speak no bad words, think no bad thoughts, and don't earn a living by bad livelihood. When an individual has these four qualities, I describe them not as an invincible ascetic, but as having achieved the same level as a little baby. When an individual has 10 qualities, Master Builder, I describe them as an invincible ascetic, accomplished in the skillful, excelling in the skillful, attained to the highest attainment. But certain things must first be understood, I say. These are unskillful behaviours. Unskillful behaviours stem from this. Here unskillful behaviours cease without anything left over. Someone practicing like this is practicing for the cessation of unskillful behaviours. These are skillful behaviours. Skillful behaviours stem from this. Here skillful behaviours cease without anything left over. Someone practicing like this is practicing for the cessation of skillful behaviours. These are unskillful thoughts. Unskillful thoughts stem from this. Here unskillful thoughts cease without anything left over. Someone practicing like this is practicing for the cessation of unskillful thoughts. These are skillful thoughts. Skillful thoughts stem from this. Here skillful thoughts cease without anything left over. Someone practicing like this is practicing for the cessation of skillful thoughts. And what, Master Builder, are unskillful behaviours? Unskillful deeds by way of body and speech and bad livelihood. These are called unskillful behaviours. And where do these unskillful behaviours stem from? Where they stem from has been stated. You should say that they stem from the mind. What mind? The mind takes many and diverse forms. But unskillful behaviours stem from a mind that has greed, hate, and delusion. And where do these unskillful behaviours cease without anything left over? Their cessation has also been stated. It's when a mendicant gives up bad conduct by way of body, speech, and mind, and develops good conduct by way of body, speech, and mind. They give up wrong livelihood and earn a living by right livelihood. This is where these unskillful behaviours cease without anything left over. And how is someone practicing for the cessation of unskillful behaviours? It's when a mendicant generates enthusiasm, tries, makes an effort, exerts the mind, and strives so that bad, unskillful qualities don't arise. They generate enthusiasm, try, make an effort, exert the mind, and strive so that bad, unskillful qualities that have arisen are given up. They generate enthusiasm, try, make an effort, exert the mind, and strive so that skillful qualities arise. They generate enthusiasm, try, make an effort, exert the mind, and strive so that skillful qualities that have arisen remain, are not lost, but increase, mature, and are completed by development. Someone practicing like this is practicing for the cessation of unskillful behaviours. And what are skillful behaviours? Skillful deeds by way of body and speech and purified livelihood are included in behaviour, I say. These are called skillful behaviours. And where do these skillful behaviours stem from? Where they stem from has been stated. You should say that they stem from the mind. What mind? The mind takes many and diverse forms, but skillful behaviours stem from a mind that is free from greed, hate, and delusion. And where do these skillful behaviours cease without anything left over? Their cessation has also been stated. It's when a mendicant behaves ethically, but they don't identify with their ethical behaviour, and they truly understand the freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom, where these skillful behaviours cease without anything left over. And how is someone practicing for the cessation of skillful behaviours? It's when a mendicant generates enthusiasm, tries, makes an effort, exerts the mind, and strives so that bad, unskillful qualities don't arise, so that unskillful qualities are given up, so that skillful qualities arise, so that skillful qualities that have arisen remain, are not lost, but increase, mature, and are fulfilled by development. Someone practicing like this is practicing for the cessation of skillful behaviours. And what are unskillful thoughts? Thoughts of sensuality, of malice, and of cruelty, these are called unskillful thoughts. And where do these unskillful thoughts stem from? Where they stem from has been stated. You should say that they stem from perception. What perception? Perception takes many and diverse forms. Perception of sensuality, malice, and cruelty, unskillful thoughts stem from this. And where do these unskillful thoughts cease without anything left over? Their cessation has also been stated. It's when a mendicant, quite secluded from sensual pleasures, secluded from unskillful qualities, enters and remains in the first absorption, which has the rapture and bliss born of seclusion, while placing the mind and keeping it connected. This is where these unskillful thoughts cease without anything left over. And how is someone practicing for the cessation of unskillful thoughts? It's when a mendicant generates enthusiasm, tries, makes an effort, exerts the mind, and strives so that bad, unskillful qualities don't arise, so that unskillful qualities are given up, so that skillful qualities arise, so that skillful qualities that have arisen remain, are not lost, but increase, mature, and are fulfilled by development. Someone practicing like this is practicing for the cessation of unskillful thoughts. And what are skillful thoughts? Thoughts of renunciation, goodwill, and harmlessness. These are called skillful thoughts. And where do these skillful thoughts stem from? Where they stem from has been stated. You should say that they stem from perception. What perception? Perception takes many and diverse forms. Perceptions of renunciation, goodwill, and harmlessness. Skillful thoughts stem from this. And where do these skillful thoughts cease without anything left over? Their cessation has also been stated. It's when, as the placing of the mind and keeping it connected are stilled, a mendicant enters and remains in the second absorption, which has the rapture and bliss born of immersion, with internal clarity and confidence, and unified mind, without placing the mind and keeping it connected. This is where these skillful thoughts cease without anything left over. And how is someone practicing for the cessation of skillful thoughts? It's when a mendicant generates enthusiasm, tries, makes an effort, exerts the mind, and strives so that bad, unskillful qualities don't arise, so that unskillful qualities are given up, so that skillful qualities arise, so that skillful qualities that have arisen remain, are not lost, but increase, mature, and are fulfilled by development. Someone practicing like this is practicing for the cessation of skillful thoughts. Master Builder, when an individual has what 10 qualities, do I describe them as an invincible ascetic, accomplished in the skillful, excelling in the skillful, attained to the highest attainment? It's when a mendicant has an adept's right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. When an individual has these 10 qualities, I describe them as an invincible ascetic, accomplished in the skillful, excelling in the skillful, attained to the highest attainment. That is what the Buddha said. Satisfied, Panchakanga, the master builder, was happy with what the Buddha said.